When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 190, Making Decisions That Stick, part 2, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily. I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who reads to you for purposes of motivation, encouragement, learning, inspiration, and a lot more, all for free. All you have to do is subscribe in the podcast app of your choice. Today's a continuation from yesterday's post because it was a bit long to fit into one episode. So if you're new here or skipping around, you might want to listen to episode 189 first. That's Friday's episode. And I think I'll leave this intro nice and short for you today, so let's continue yesterday's post, jump right in, and start optimizing your life. Making Decisions That Stick, Part 2, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. What do you want to experience now? Instead of asking questions like, what should I do, or what's the right decision, consider asking, what do I want to experience now? Life is an ever-unfolding experience, not a collection of right and wrong or optimal and suboptimal decisions. When you focus on the experience a decision will bring you, you'll stop seeing life as either-or and begin seeing it as and. For example, if you're considering starting your own business, realize you don't have to commit to it for the rest of your life. You can run a business or work a certain job for a while just for the experience, and you're free to switch to something else whenever you want. At age 23, I started my game development business. Designing and programming my own games was a dream of mine since I was 10 years old, so starting that business was truly a dream come true. But even then, I knew it wasn't something I wanted to do for the rest of my life. However, it was something I wanted to experience at the time, and it truly enriched me. I'm really glad I did it. It feels incredible to have written and released several of my own games. But at age 33, I was ready for a different experience, so I switched from game development to personal development as my primary career. And this wasn't a matter of right or wrong. I was simply ready for the experience of running a personal development business. And even though I can easily imagine doing this for the rest of my life, I remain open to the possibility that I can stop at any time and make a different decision if I choose to experience something else. In terms of relationships, there have been times where I've made a new friend and really enjoyed spending time with that person, but eventually we drifted apart. I still cherish those relationships. A relationship doesn't have to be permanent for it to have value, nor does a career, a diet, a home, etc. Your human life won't be permanent either, but it still holds value for you, and that value lies in your ever-unfolding experience. Easier decision-making. I found it much easier to gain clarity about a decision when I began asking, which option do I want to experience? This has been especially helpful to me in business. Previously, I had a tendency to want to maximize and optimize various metrics, but often that would lead me to a situation I didn't really want to experience. So even after I'd made such a decision, I'd resist it because I knew on some level it wasn't right for me. But when I started making decisions that would enrich my experience of life, such as by helping me grow, I could implement them far more easily. For example, recently I was offered the chance to do a full-day presentation on blogging to the Las Vegas National Speakers Association, of which I'm a member. I've never done a full-day presentation on this topic before, so this would involve a lot of prep work for me. NSA events don't pay anything, so I'd be doing this for free, and I don't have any products to sell. I'd also be speaking to an audience of professional speakers. Initially, I fell into the pattern of my old model, so I asked myself, should I agree to speak at this event, or would it be a good idea to accept this engagement? The logical answer was a fairly easy no. I'll spare you the details, but essentially I felt this engagement would require too much effort for what it was worth to me professionally. I also want to build experience speaking on personal development, not blogging. Then I pulled out my new decision-making model and asked myself, is this an experience I want to have? Instead of thinking of the decision in terms of right or wrong, good or bad, optimal or suboptimal, I considered whether or not it was an experience I wanted to add to my life. For me, that was an easy yes. It would still be a lot of work, but it would undoubtedly be a growth experience for me. Ironically, I still evaluate my choices in terms of which option is better, but instead of evaluating the outcome, I evaluate the experience. This may seem like a subtle shift, but in my experience, it's been a very empowering one. Consider the difference between these pairs of questions. Should I quit my job? Or would I like to experience another job? Should I start my own business? Or would I like to have the experience of running a business? Should I stay with my current relationship partner? Or would I like to continue experiencing this relationship? Should I exercise? Or would I like to experience a different level of physical activity? Should I earn more money? Or would I like to experience greater financial abundance? What kind of experience are you having right now? Are you having experiences that are aligned with your desires? If not, what would you like to experience instead? What else would you like to experience in your lifetime? What decisions must you make right now for those experiences to manifest? Don't fall into the trap of attachment to outcomes. Your life is what you are experiencing right now. It isn't a mere chain of one-time outcomes. When you focus on attracting desirable experiences, the outcomes will take care of themselves, since outcomes are a part of experience anyway. You just listened to part two of the post titled Making Decisions That Stick by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. Like I mentioned yesterday, I picked this topic because I reach out to some of you occasionally to hear what you're struggling with so that I can better cater this content to you. And making decisions was something that came up multiple times. If you want to share your feedback or suggest any topics, authors, or anything else, come by oldpodcast.com. If you enter your email and join the OLD family for free, you'll hear from me personally. And if you reply to any email, I promise I'll read it. I'd love to hear from you. And I think that does it. I hope you're having a great weekend. I'll be back tomorrow with a Sivers Sunday episode. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.